called an adventure. So what's the difference between a journey and an adventure?
One's more fun.
One's more fun, potentially.
How much trouble
you get into, right?
You know where you're going.
You know where you're going on a journey, but an adventure, it's open, right? You don't know, right? And so basically the unexpected could happen on an adventure. So expect the unexpected, right? As you start practicing mindfulness and self-compassion, often unexpected things pop up. And sometimes those things can be what? What type of things might pop up, do you think, unexpectedly?
Emotions,
right? And especially
discomfort.
Yeah, difficult emotions, right? And just to be aware, not to scare you off. I mean, you also have some joy and equanimity.
Yeah, I'm going to say there's a possibility of unexpected delight, too, that I would open to.
And unexpected delight, right. So unexpected delight and unexpected difficulty. Both will happen. So basically what I'd invite you to do during this weekend is allow yourself to open and close as needed. Okay, so especially when things are delightful or things are really making sense, you will naturally open your hearts, your minds will open, and you'll open to the experience. How do you know when you're open? What's some signs of opening? You feel connected? You feel vulnerable?
Easy breath.
You'll find your breath is kind of flowing.
Spacious,
right? There's another sign of opening that sometimes I think people maybe misinterpret as a problem. It actually is just a sign of being open.
Tears,
yeah. So tears are a sign of sympathetic nervous response where we feel relaxed, you know, okay, finally. So tears may arise, and that's just totally natural, and allow them to arise if you feel comfortable with that. But sometimes we start to feel a little overwhelmed, right? Sometimes things are difficult. We naturally tend to close as a way to kind of protect ourselves. So how do you know if you're closed? What are some signs of closing? Body language, so what kind of, who said that?
Cross your arms,
yeah. So if you're like this, I'll know you're closing, right? If you're looking at me like this.
And she said tightness.
Tightness, uh-huh.
Tension in your stomach.
Tension in your stomach. Any other signs? You're sorry?
Close your eyes,
right?
Voice tightens up.
Your voice tightens up. And what might your mind be doing when you're just needing to close? Yeah, your mind might start wandering, and you might just disengage, right? And so I would just like to invite you during this weekend, when it feels right to open, let yourself open. But when it feels right to close, let yourself close, okay? In other words, closing is a very important way we keep ourselves safe, especially when we do it consciously. Closing's really only a problem when we close and we tune out or we engage in unhealthy behaviors because we don't want to touch our pain or touch our discomfort. But believe it or not, when we close as a conscious response to the feeling of, oh, it's a bit too much, I'm feeling overwhelmed, I think I'm going to let my mind wander or think about my grocery list, it's actually, you know what you're actually practicing in that moment? Mindfulness and self-compassion, right? As long as you're doing it consciously with awareness that this is what I need in the moment to take care of myself, you're actually practicing the muscle of mindfulness. You're doing it with consciousness and self-compassion. You're giving yourself what you need. So again, just really take care of yourself during this weekend. Open when you open and close when you need to close. But it should be a lot of fun, and hopefully there'll be many moments of delight as well as holding discomfort. Okay, so I'd like to hand it over to my lovely friend, Shauna.
Hi, good morning. So I just wanted to invite us all to take a moment and really arrive here. I noticed as Kristen was talking, I was really enjoying what she was saying, and I also was feeling a little like unsettled, like I hadn't quite landed. So just taking a moment to let your eyes close and really arrive here in your body, in this room. You can hear people kind of rustling around, getting settled.